Hello.
Hi.
As Susan said, I was a Bresler resident upstairs a couple of years ago, which was such a fantastic experience. And I've had friends show at VisArts. It's just such a phenomenal space. And I'm very lucky that I have the opportunity to show here this evening. And so I thought maybe I would just talk about some of the work in the space, just give you a brief introduction to what it is I do. Can you hear me okay? Do I need to speak up a little bit? Sure. Let's start over here. And this is where most people are anyway. I'm not waiting for a phone call. This is per Frank to record the evening. So please ignore that.
Don't take any pictures.
Right. So I guess my art practice is kind of about wondering and experiencing the unknown and trying to know the unknown. So by the time I was six, I had already lived in four different states, and then I got stuck in East Tennessee for a decade, which was an entertaining story. And then after that, I kept moving around, and at this point, I've lived in a dozen states for at least a year. And this is just a record of these travels more than anything else, and trying to understand the world and movement and navigating. So this series here of photographs on the wall, I was driving around New Mexico one day, which is just a beautiful dichotomy of fantastic national parks and natural spaces and ghost towns. And I took all these photos of national monuments, and then I was driving through the ghost towns and thinking, what can I do? What can I do with this? And I realized that when a town emptied out and all these signs that had once held businesses became empty, they just became frames for the sky or for nature or for so many other beautiful things. And so I started taking photos of them. And these are photos where I just erase the background. There's no Photoshop other than I just cut out the sign and what naturally shows through it. So I've traveled, these are from New Mexico, New England, a little bit in the South. These are just a travel log of my time through the country. Similarly, as windows are a metaphor for vision and seeing, these are a series of blind contour drawings I did at an old farmhouse at Weir Farm, Connecticut, which is a National Historic Site, where they just had the craziest windows in this old building that they let artists stay in and make work in. So I would just wake up every morning and just start drawing the windows. And blind contour means you don't actually look at your paper while you're drawing. So you just really try and feel what you're doing with your eyes as you draw on the paper. And these are a few of those pieces. Let's see what else is over here. These videos. On this one, the left screen is, again, a actual documentation of my travels. These are just brief moments I take where the unknowable seems to be opening itself up for investigation and inviting us in on the left. And on the right, it's a hand-drawn stop-motion animation that I did where I would just draw a little bit of the drawing, a little bit of the drawing, a little bit of the drawing, and then I put it all together at the end into an animation. So what else? These, right. So these are a physical form that I've been exploring in my paintings originally, where things become knotted, and they can't necessarily be unraveled or understood, but we can appreciate that they exist and that they're amazing. So what I've done here is I've taken a lot of poetry from my favorite poets, John Keats, Lewis Carroll, Emily Dickinson, and I write the poem in a spiral on a piece of paper. Then I copy it on the back of that piece of paper in reverse, then copy that spiral like a dozen times. So I have a dozen drawn spirals sitting in front of me. Then I cut them all out and tie them all together so that the poetry is like a physical manifestation of itself trying to escape its paper origins, in a sense. Any questions about this in particular while I'm over here? Well, when I draw a lot of knots, right, in my drawings, and I thought, what can I do to occupy actual physical space with these knots? And I write in my drawings, but I'm not a writer, I'm an artist. So I thought, how can I find words that are really amazing, that I really love, and use them in my own work? And so I like poetry. I've met so many amazing poets, and it seemed like a natural fit to make a physical 3D representation of what I have been drawing in 2D.
So do the different colors mean different poets, or is there any...
Yeah, each one is a different poet. No poet is repeated. So there is a color key that didn't fit on this wall, but yes, each color is keyed to a different poet. And Lewis Carroll is a bunch of different crazy colors, and that's Jabberwocky.
Yeah, it was really interesting because when I was looking at it, I was trying to figure out why it doesn't just look like a crumpled piece of paper or something.
Right.
So I think that the fact that it's the spiral and you're interlocking multiple spirals. Right. Yeah.
And you're totally right. I tried just cutting out strips and putting them together.
And, you know, artists look at it, I'm like, all right, what kind of paper is that? Like, why is it? Because it kind of looked like plastic rather than paper.
Right.
Which I thought was neat.
So these are all one long piece.
Each
bowl is just one long piece.
Each strip is one poem. So this is one poem written 30 times, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So
right.
There's 30 strips.
And how did backwards you get them to wind together like that?
It's because the poem is written in a spiral, they naturally make these shapes.
Some of them look like one of them looked like it had the letter I a million times.
Yes.
That one?
There are a few in here. I was working with you know, I'm interested in astronomy in a different series of work, and the concept of light and dark, and the idea of shine. So, it has the SH and the INE at the end, and then it's just stretched out as long as it can be. And I think there are three or four of those in there. That's my own poetry, I guess.
Really nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
They look great in the window, too, like as you walk by. And I see them at all different times of the day, so.
Sure.
Yeah, where does it usually live? Like, what's the environment?
It's been in a show in Portland, Oregon. It's been in a show in D.C. Their permanent home is in an old mill building in New Hampshire, but they get around. if you know somewhere that would, you know, like to host them.
That's right. They could be in your living room.
Right.
Can you tell us about the layers?
Yeah, the paintings. Yeah. So these are basically travel journals for me. They take sometimes a week, sometimes years to make, but they're never done. They're just done when I have a show, and then I'll take them and work on them more and put them in another show. Whenever I'm wandering around, I keep a notebook full of writing of thoughts and ideas and things that I see, art that I see. Like this wave is composed of drawings from 100 different wave paintings from art history. And so these are just compilations of my experiences that keep getting layered and layered and layered as I continue to travel. And the way I do it is I take a brush pen and I draw a layer, and then I put a layer of acrylic gel over the top of that to seal it. But in the process of sealing it, it's also a new surface. So then I can make another layer on top of that. So like this has maybe like 12 layers, and they just keep building and building and building. And I can get, you know, 30 or 40 layers and, you know, like a millimeter of depth. So it's a great medium to just continue documenting what I see. But because what I see never really leads to any epiphanies or grand conclusions, I don't know what the meaning of life is. They just get cloudier and murkier as I go on. And that's the end result.
Where do you come up with the verbiage?
That's
a very interesting statement.
It's just, things I see, and they make me think. And these are just little notes of things that I see in the world.